too much bullshit to believe. Well, I just went through all my Facebook groups and all my Facebook friends, and I actually remember when Facebook used to give me friends posts, which it doesn't anymore, or my groups posts. And when it does have a group that I'm in, it gives me this like obscure boosted post by some guy who's talking about nothing. So, I don't know, I was going to do this yesterday, but I decided to do a different thing. But, you know, social media, Google, and all of that crap is now, basically, I mean, you can talk to someone and thereby prove your connection and implicate yourself in whatever they did. Like, I don't even know what the law is, but like, if you're a friend of a terrorist, or if you met a terrorist, then you're a terrorist. Something like that. It's a weird little thing. Probably if Trump gets back in, if you're a friend of someone who like, is involved in a riot or a protest, then you're guilty too. So they're connecting people together so that they can implicate masses of people in it. What they are now claiming, like protest, like what they're gonna do, the removal of all resources from a lot of people is not a crime. It's not genocide. It's not extermination. Maybe slaughter. Like yesterday, the local, the same guy who beat me up last year in the gang that he worked, the company. Like, I got to meet, like, the cops' muggers when I went outside, and the guy who, and then when I went out at night, I did the podcast, so, like, my room was empty when I got back, and he called ahead, and they had muggers coming in at me from five different angles. So I wasn't even supposed to get back and find out my room was empty. I talked to my, Nazi about it, and, basically, I mean, I might make it to see my kid next month, but not much longer than that. I mean, basically, it's the same thing that happened to me, like, last year when I got beat to death in December, the same guy. The same star chamber. He invited me to join. And if I come in, then they could do something bad in that, because now they see me instead of seeing me outside and knowing about me. This is not run over by a random Trump supporter. This is something like, town politics, star chambers, something like that. So, like, with Floyd, remember Floyd, the innocent guy, the security guard? Apparently he couldn't breathe. He was like not a good security guard anymore. Was this a star chamber killing? It wasn't like a racist thing, because they do that to me all the time. And I am not, I have sickle cell anemia a little bit, but basically I'm Native American with it. But I'm not a res Indian working for the government to provide uranium and coal and all those other things. I'm just going to get this over early because I had a good idea. What was that idea? Something against people that isn't Facebook, right? I used to get my friends and my groups, and Facebook would pick like the coolest pictures and the most important. All of a sudden, just boosting posts from nobody in the group. Like, you got protest, riot, live stream, and all the posts you get are from people talking about how Biden and Hunter should be put in jail. YouTube never did have anything. like I can download certain videos because I pay a month, but a person's, like my videos, if I was looking at them and I wasn't me, I wouldn't be able to download them or watch them offline. They have to be accepted for someone who pays to download some bullshit video to download the video. So a crazy guy like me puts a video up, you can look at it live, and thereby tell everyone where you are. But you can't download it even if you're paying for the download for the music and stuff. Oh, so then basically, Google. I used to be a researcher. I had 200,000 books that I got from Google every day. I would Google up a topic. And I had a library of 200,000 books, PDFs. I had videos. It was a 10-year thing, which my landlord decided that I didn't need anymore because I was being a devil at the summer. Even though I still paid my rent and I moved back in, my apartment was empty. And my library of 10 years was gone. It was called the Nelson Library for Admiral Nelson, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. I figured he would like this kind of thing. So, you know, basically, always the Googles now. It's like I try to get some like serious Space Force videos from my Orbital Model Rocket Club in the library. The phone doesn't give you nothing, but even in a library, it gets very limited. But I know how to get through a lot of it. But it's not the same. It's bad on the phone. It's not there at all. It's just not there. It's just an open directory selection, and they don't work anymore. So if it's a new topic, there's nobody to even think about it. And in fact, groups like Protest Live Stream, Protest, they realize now, hey, the whole protest involved, like, you know, people who ended up moving into rural towns with guns and beating up the old people so that they can get them out and got paid by the real estate agent. You know, so they don't talk about it as much. And yeah, but Black Lives don't do matter. And anti-fascists are anti-fascists, and they're all, you know, that's like rainbow. It's like, not anti-fascist, but similar. So like Facebook is not particularly helpful anymore. Yeah, and for that matter, my friends and my groups, I wrote them directly. People are pretty much laying low, to help you. Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can stop this thing.